When he woke in the woods, in the dark and the cold of the night, he'd reach out to touch the child sleeping beside him. Nights, dark beyond darkness, and the days more gray, each one than what had gone before. Like the onset of some cold glaucoma, dimming away the world. He held the boy close, wrapped in blankets, their breath mingling in the freezing air. The fire burned low, a few coals buried under ash. He stirred them with a stick, fed in twigs, watching them catch. The light danced on the boy's face. "Hey, buddy, wake up. We have to move."
"I'm tired."
"I know, but we have to keep going. Just a little farther." They packed what little they had. The cart, the blankets, two cans of food. They moved south. Always south.
"Will there be people?"
"Maybe. But we keep to ourselves, understand?"
"Yes."
Ash fell from the gray sky, coating the road. The trees stood like charred bones, black against white. "We're the good guys. We carry the fire."
"Do other people carry it?"
"No, just us." He watched the boy walk beside him. So small, so fragile. "If he is not the word of God, God never spoke." They passed a burned house. Its roof collapsed. He paused, listening. Nothing but the wind.
"I'm scared."
"It's okay to be scared, but we keep moving, always forward." And so they walked on. Into the silence, into the ash, carrying the fire.